This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Do you ever feel like you just have this endless pile of things to do to get ready so that you're ready to be ready? It feels like a clutter of materials. It feels like a lack of trust in oneself. It feels out of control, because you're not looking within yourself before you're looking outside of yourself for answers. From my coaching experience and my teaching experience, what I see is when people are not confident in themselves, or they're nervous about their capability or their worthiness or what people will think, they look outside of themselves for the answers. And what I want you to think about this week, as you are noticing if you are in the process of getting ready to get ready to get ready, is, have you looked within first? Have you looked inside of yourself before you started looking outside of yourself for the answers? If you want authentic direction, and you want to establish a powerful connection between your authentic being and all that is, and the magic and the possibility that's present all around you, then you get to start trusting yourself and looking inside first. When you are watching online shows or you are seeing free events, they're set up in a way to give you an opportunity to get a taste and then to welcome you further in. If you don't need that particular thing right now, I highly suggest you don't take the free thing. Let the universe know what you need and what you don't need. But search yourself before you decide to throw another thing on your plate. And always opt to look internally and see if you can come up with the answer before you take that, because it's a commitment of your time. And it could be a strong distraction. There is always something new to learn, and it's fun to learn. Is it fun to sit behind a screen and watch all sorts of different people as they share their idea with you, and they call you to partake of the idea, and then you get to feeling that possibly the way they're presenting it makes you feel like you need it? And then you have this stack of resources that you're not getting to, and it's contributing to clutter, and it's contributing to your feeling of that you don't follow through because you're overstacking and overpacking your calendar. What would it look like if you only take the things that you need? These shows, these opportunities, these classes will keep coming up. They're not going to go away. So what would it look like if you were so in touch with where to go next that if you're missing something, you would know exactly what it is, and when you see it, you would know to take it? That's what I would like for you. I'd like for you to have a balance between a balance that starts with your trusting yourself and looking inside first, looking into your reference library, that is you, your giant computer, which is your brain and your being, first. And if you can't find what you need and you can't feel a hunch for it, then you go ahead. Or what would it look like if in your meditation in the morning, you discover what you need next, and that you attract that? It comes to you. It's not that you're out there grabbing and looking and grabbing and stockpiling out of fear. It's that you are really connected internally to what you need, and then it shows up for you in perfect time. So I want you to shift this week. And every day, I want you to be shifting into attracting who you get to be to be attracting what you need in perfect time versus who are you when you are feeling like you have to grab everything because you're going to miss something. Feel the difference between that energy and have a beautiful day.